Cool. Fire.
Welcome to another edition of Cool Fired Up, our video content learnings podcast from Cool Fire Studios. Now, this week we have a very special episode. We have Lex and Alana, the twin sisters from our new HGTV series, Listed Sisters. Now, I know there's a lot of HGTV addicts out there. Well, our new series has the sisters helping families get into their dream homes by fixing up and redesigning their current home. Now, this was recorded right before the end of season one. It was winding down, but the girls give some insights on what it's like to be on an HGTV series. And they share some tips on home design and balancing life on and off screen. Look for more Listed Sisters on HGTV in the future. But right now, here is my Facebook Live interview with Lex and Alana, the Listed Sisters. I'm Jeremy from Cool Fire Studios, the production company behind Listed Sisters. And here are the sisters themselves, Alana and Lex. Welcome, everybody, to Cool Fire Studios.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Let's get to some questions from you folks out there. I understand there's a story about a hairless cat when staging the home. What was going on there?
We did not stage the home with a hairless cat.
Okay. That's not a tip?
I always tell sellers, take your animals out of the house when you're showing, when you list your home. But in this case, I was showing a buyer a home, and there was a hairless cat, and it was pretty cool. I mean, it's hypoallergenic, so you don't have to worry about allergies.
Yep, and yeah, like, there's no cat hair anywhere,
exactly.
So that's also a plus. So I guess you can, if you have a hairless cat, you can think about leaving that cat in the house, but any other animals, you might want to remove them before a buyer comes over to look at the house.
So unless it's a selling point, like some sort of, I don't know, Bengal tiger or something.
Yes, precisely. In a cage.
Properly cage. Cage your tigers. Let's see. What other questions we have coming up here on the HGTV Facebook page? I understand we have one here from Debbie. She wants to know what kind of paint is best for kitchen cabinets to brighten up the kitchen and maybe make it look a little bigger.
Well, you can always go with a nice bright white shaker cabinet. That's going to make the space feel really clean, updated, and then also have some fun with color. You can maybe paint the lower cabinets a nice bright color and then keep it white up top, put some open shelving. That'll definitely make the space feel a lot larger.
That's great. And so I've noticed on the show, like the Malone family who had the fire damage, and I'm always wondering, you know, I'm a guy, I want to do it myself, right? Caveman things, right? When do you call in the professionals and when do you try to do it yourself? What's your general rule of thumb there?
Fire damage, water damage, electrical, call in the professionals.
Got it.
Call in the professionals so it's done right.
Got it. And I noticed the Predator cup that the one, was it the Perkins family? Had holding that stuff. I imagine you guys have seen some, a little bit of kooky stuff and things.
Yeah, that low-bearing Predator's cup did save them quite a bit of money because it did hold up that leak for like 10 years.
Yes, but.
Not ideal.
Yeah. DIY is good sometimes when it comes to water, smoke, like you said earlier, all that stuff, call in a professional.
Got it. What are the questions we have for Facebook here? Carrie wants to know how to achieve that old country feeling in a farmhouse country setting. I noticed you girls seem to have a knack for that kind of stuff. How do you take some of those elements and keep it a little Nashville,
Yeah, well, I always like to try and bring the outside in. So maybe some wood paneling can make the space feel nice and rustic and country feeling. It works in any setting, really.
An accent wall or do the fireplace with some wood paneling.
Linens, grays, you know, keep the space nice and airy. Get that farmhouse feel.
Love it. All right. David wants to know, what are your thoughts on textured wallpaper? Sorry if that gets political, but.
No, textured wallpaper. I love nice wallpaper. Textured wallpaper can add a layer of interest to a space. If you use it on an accent wall, I think it works.
Got it. And Alana, what drew you to Nashville in particular, as far as like, you've really made that your adoptive home. What do you love about the city?
Great place to raise the kids. There's tons of stuff to do. I love my country music. And it's just a beautiful city.
Yeah. It is a beautiful city. It's a great backdrop. And the real estate market is really hot right now. Most definitely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So shout out to all the Nashville friends out there.
Hey, Nashville.
I love Nashville.
Another question. What's it like working with Trey?
Trey.
We love Trey.
We're going to keep it really nice. Actually, Trey's great to work with because he listens. Basically, I can tell him anything and he just does it.
Not all men listen, so take notes, guys. Listen to the ladies.
Views expressed are not necessarily HGTV. we'll just get the disclaimer there.
Trey is definitely a lot of fun to work with. He just brings, you know, a smile to my face every time. He's always saying something funny and weird.
You guys have some fun with those sledgehammers.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes,
does that find you get a lot of that mommy rage out and just sort of...
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I don't get to swing sledgehammers.
But I think I need to invite you over to help me with demo more
Please
often
do.
Because I'm going to tell you, when you have a sledgehammer in your hand and you just take it to the wall, you can just imagine that wall. That wall can be anything. You just take it all out on the wall.
Do you have some anger?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't. It's my exercise.
Okay. Gotcha.
And what's it like just, you know, being twins? We always hear just the, you know, unspoken, you almost have ESP, finishing each other's sentences and things. But you guys really seem to support each other a lot too.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like working together?
We're total opposites, but we get along very well.
Definitely. We were born best friends and we get to work together. So it's, you know, it's awesome. It's like a dream job.
Yeah, we've been attached to the hip since day one.
Literally?
No, not literally.
No, we're not Siamese twins.
Just identical twins.
That's awesome. And Lisa wants to know from Facebook, I guess it's a question for you, what is your favorite style?
I have so many favorite styles, and that's why I love my job. I get to play around with a bunch of different styles because we're always working in a new home. I just like to keep it classic but modern at the same time.
And Alana, what would you say is the most satisfying part of the series and the show, and just sort of what do you like to see when you take the families out?
The most satisfying thing for me is the reveal, because she does an amazing job always, and it shows the families that they can sell this home for top dollar so we can get them into their dream home.
A reveal never gets old, can I tell you? Just them walking in and seeing the new space, it's like every time, like
happy tears
to their eyes, makes me so happy. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling.
Happy tears.
And then showing them homes that they think that they can't get, and then in the end they can get.
That's awesome.
Fulfilling.
Yeah. There's a way. Where there's a will, there is a way to get in a home that you deserve. Yeah.
Most definitely.
That's fantastic. Deborah wants to know how to hide wires behind your TV stand. Sounds like she's got a Nintendo Wii and a VCR and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might have your media console down here and you want to mount your TV on the wall. It's actually pretty easy, but you might have to call in a professional if you can't do it yourself. You literally just cut a hole, drop the wires through, and you plug it in behind your media console.
Being careful, of course, no electricity. I know some of you guys
are
sledging.
Yeah, well, that's why. Exactly. if you don't feel comfortable doing it yourself, definitely have a professional come in. It's a pretty easy and quick remedy to hiding those wires.
Call an electrician, handyman.
Get it done.
And let's see here. We talked about when do you call the pros. What I love about Nashville in the series is when folks really do want that, you hear them a lot, I want a big backyard for the kids and things, right? You can take them out just like there's the Nashville city. What's just the difference between, you know, maybe the suburbs and the country? And then tell me more about, like, what's it like living in Nashville city proper?
Right in the city?
Yeah.
Well, they have lofts downtown.
They
have some really great homes with larger backyards right in Nashville.
Really?
But you can drive 15 minutes outside of Nashville and get that country feel.
You can drive 15 minutes out of Nashville and have horses. Like, that's the kind of land, just 15 minutes from downtown Nashville.
Got it.
Nashville is awesome. It's like city, country, mixed. It's perfect.
Got it. And I know you're a fan of country music, right?
I am.
Nashville. So where have you landed, Lex, on the country music spectrum?
Well, I've lived in Nashville for a while now. I'm starting to like some country music. I love all the live music that's available in Nashville, so I'm coming over to this country
She likes her hip-hop, but...
I do like hip-hop. Hey, I'm not going to lie.
Maybe
I like it all.
Fusing together, a little Toby Keith and Nelly.
Some
together.
Bro country.
There you go. There's nothing
Exactly.
Else.
You know what? I need to see some more hip-hop artists mixing with country artists, which we're seeing a little bit now, actually. Collaboration.
Keith Urban and Pitbull. They got a new song out. It's pretty good.
Yes, you know.
That's great.
I like it.
Let's take another question from Facebook here. What do we got? Let's see. Mary wants to know, what is the best way to update your lighting?
Those old brass fixtures. Brassy isn't always classy.
always. It depends on if you're selling or if you're living in the house, but when you do update your light fixtures, LED bulbs are the way to go. Last forever. So that's definitely an update.
And Alana, what are some tips for if I'm getting ready to sell my home? What are some common mistakes? I know in the series you guys talk about, you know, the fireplace and how important that is. What are some other tips that you see folks don't do enough?
Updating the space as much as you can, as much as your budget will allow you to do.
Yeah.
Always a super deep cleaning, painting all your walls, changing out flooring when possible.
Yeah, definitely get rid of any old dingy carpet. You can come back with new fresh carpet if you can't afford to put in the laminates or the hardwoods. Switching out light fixtures, plumbing fixtures, those are some things that you can do yourself without even having to bring in a contractor.
Got it. And tell me more, Alana, about Lava Home Design and what folks can expect when they walk into there.
We have a shop in East Nashville. Lex does her interior design out of that, and it's a fun home decor furniture shop.
Yep, remodeling. I can help with remodeling, all that good stuff. Anything you need for your home, Lava Home Design can help you out with it.
Lori wants to know, do you specialize in certain price ranges for houses? I've seen you guys on the show. It's kind of a...
Yeah, we've gone from like the upper 100s to $800,000, $900,000. Nashville's market is that wide range. So we don't have a specific price range.
Nope, the sky's the limit.
Nice, nice. We had a question from a young man named Aaron. What's it like being moms and entrepreneurs?
Being a mom makes you want to be an even bigger entrepreneur, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And we're lucky we have great careers that help us juggle our mom life and our business life quite easily. I bring my kids with me to work all the time. They help me fluff pillows. She probably brings her kids to help show homes, you know?
No, once I've built that relationship with a client, they're like, yeah, bring the kiddos along. I mean, it's summertime right now, so. But no, it's really fun being a mom and working hard and setting that example for them.
It definitely makes you work that much harder.
Yeah, that is great. And there aren't a lot of jobs where you can't take the kids, right? Miners and, you know, window washers.
Yeah. Nope. And I don't
A miner
or a window washer. And I do not bring them on demo day. If there are like pieces of debris falling, no, they're not there. They're just helping me fluff the pillows.
My son is getting older. He's 11 years old now. He's going to be in sixth grade. That's and so he's finally getting interested in stuff. So he's like, so mom, how much do you think this apartment complex would cost if I wanted to buy it? I'm like, hold on.
I have a whole apartment complex.
Yes. He's like, well, what if I just want to buy a couple of them? I'm like, well, we can talk about that. But I'm glad that he's.
Minecraft City or something.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm glad that he's interested in it, though.
That's great. Yeah, they're getting that sense. Tammy wants to know, how do you handle sudden changes when someone you're working with suddenly pulls a 180 on you, maybe wants something different? How do you finesse that client relationship?
It happens all the time. Are you talking about in real estate or design?
Both.
In both. Well, the client's always right, you know. Right?
No, you gotta work with them, you know?
You know, exactly. And we are kind of go with the flow gals. So, you know, they change their mind.
Our goal is to make them happy. And in the end, I mean, you gotta work together to make it happen.
And I feel like it's expected to, especially in real estate. It's an emotional investment. And, you know, they might want this one day, they might want this the next day.
One minute they think they want like 10 acres out in the country, and then they end up in a condo downtown, you know?
Totally cool.
Totally.
Take it all. I get it. And so let's talk a little bit more about Lava Home Design and some of the inspirations there. And you guys take them through a lot of pre-visuals and things mm-hmm. and sort of like, you know, what's the process if I were to come in and I say, hey, you know, I want to update this for a sale. What are those milestones that you take them through?
Create a vision board for mm-hmm. them, give them an idea, see if they like it, and then just go for it.
Yeah, and she actually goes into the home first to find out where the smartest investments are. Is it in the kitchen? Is it in the bathroom? Updating flooring. And then I have to create a layout and bring in the different materials, get a contractor in there.
Hmm. Done and done.
Big girl stuff. There we go. Getting it going. Chelsea wants to know, what publications do you guys follow for inspiration, or just sort of what's on your, you know, daily internet browsing? Where do you guys go to find kind of ideas?
I follow a lot of different interior design bloggers. I always have like a stack of interior design magazines. I just go to the store and I pull every single one of them off the rack and I sit down. It's like my Saturday binge.
Yes. Nice. She's constantly redoing her house. Like every time I walk in, it looks like it's a new space.
Wow. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah. but I cannot get her to come over to my place to do my place.
So. I probably own like 100 throw pillows and I just keep swapping them out.
Now, just production wise, giving folks a little insight, how many episodes do you guys film at a time? Little Davey wants to know.
We finished 12 episodes in 5.5 months.
Yep. Wow. Wow. That's
so
a lot.
So 12 renovations.
I mean, how has being, you know, television stars change, like what's that work-life balance suddenly change and being moms on top of mm-hmm. that? I mean, what were expectations going in and sort of, you know, you guys are the sisters now. You're the listed sisters.
We have always been like very competitive people mm-hmm. and up for any challenge. So it really wasn't as difficult as some people would think for us.
I mean, transitioning into this, no.
I know it's not probably the easiest thing for some people, but we like just slid right in. And I mean,
and also we love to keep busy, and this is definitely keeping us busy.
And what were some, just working on the production-wise, what were some maybe a surprise or something you didn't think went into the production of a TV series that now you're like, wow, a lot of respect for the other HGTV hosts.
A lot of hours.
I think it's the time.
Like really. You spend 3 hours walking through this house and it's 3 minutes on the episode. So I'm like,
just a lot of time because we need to get everything, you know? We need to make sure we get everything.
Get that magic shot.
Everything. Yeah. She's got it down. Nancy wants to know, what's the best thing to put above a small fireplace? Very specific. The best thing. Again, not, it's the best. They don't
mind. Well, if you have a small fireplace, perhaps the space is small. So I would go with a mirror because mirrors make spaces look a lot larger.
There you go.
Nice. That's true. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And what are some designs as moms, kid room things? What's those little kid room hacks that has helped you guys? Is it, you know, laundry bins or something like that mm-hmm. for the kids?
Laundry bins, lots of storage containers because mm-hmm. the toys, they just keep coming.
Those toys take over.
You can't even throw away an old toy. If you get caught throwing away an old toy, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, you can only throw those away.
Just get more storage
after the
bins.
Sleep.
Hide them. She hides the kids' toys.
Yeah, definitely some storage bins. Just make it really comfortable and cozy. Mm-hmm. A nice rug, maybe a fluffy rug, pillows. Yeah, just make the space really inviting and cozy. It's for a kid.
Got it. And David wants to know, French doors or sliding doors? Where do you stand?
French doors all the way.
Wow.
If you have the space for French doors. That's why. If you have the space for French doors, do the French doors. But if you don't, sliding door.
That is true.
They actually make some really cool sliding doors now with really awesome frames. They don't have that like old school white framed one with the handle.
Like that one time in our pilot episode?
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but
it was there.
And finally, Chelsea wants to also know, how do you know which paints to use when evaluating a project? Where do you guys start there?
There are different types of paints.
There are different types of paints.
Well, the flat paints aren't going to be as durable. So if you're in a space with kiddos, you're going to want to go with an eggshell.
Mm-hmm. And you definitely want to go even glossier in wet areas. And then when you're painting your whole house, a nice neutral color, I love to use a gray. And then just bring in the color with some wall art.
Definitely.
Paint
it, you know, it's totally up to you. It's your house.
Well, thank you for joining. Be sure to like Halava Home Design if you haven't already. And thanks, girls, for joining us here at Cool Fire Studios.
Thanks, guys.
For having us.
Bye.
Ciao.
We'll see you on the interwebs.
Thanks for listening to our interview with the Listed Sisters here on Cool Fired Up. To stay up to date on the return of Listed Sisters to HGTV, just like Cool Fire Studios on Facebook and be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. And next week, we're going to be dipping back into the agency world with Cool Fire President David Johnson's interview with St. Louis agency Hot in the Kitchen founder Bill Schmidt. Now, Bill is an industry veteran and he gave out some great advice on building relationships that last with clients, so you don't want to miss that. Until then, be sure to subscribe and we'll see you on the next Cool Fired Up.